Today we'll be doing Sevav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hayol lefanav ma'at sovav. There's a little bit of feces before you. Yachol levatla beruk sheyaruk ba v'yikra kenegda. One can nullify the feces by spitting into it. V'hu sheyihei haruk other, provided the spit is thick. V'en habitul moel elo lefisha. However, the spit only helps temporarily. Avalim lo yikra miyad v'haruk nimoach v'nivla ba lo betela. But if you don't read Shema right away, and the spit gets dissolved in the feces, then it's not batel and you can no longer recite Shema. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Chav tells us, Ma'at soa, a filu kol shehu, even a slight amount, kein shir le iser tzoa, there's no minimum amount in terms of feces for when the iser to read Shema in front of feces applies. Kasa b'chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eger b'shem ha-nazirus shimshon, de'in tzarech laharchik mimasha ha'ada mi'kiav shehumos. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes from the nazirus shimshon that one does not need to distance themselves from vomit, even though it's disgusting when saying Shema. Haruk ave az chashiv kisui v'davka kishein magia lo re'achra. If the spit is thick and there's no pungent smell coming from the feces, then you can recite Shema. V'im nosein mayim agabe hatzoa lo mahane. However, pouring water on the feces does not help. Elo imken ha-mayim achurim shein hatzoa nireis mitocham. Unless the water is murky, where the feces is no longer visible. It's not like feces behind the piece of glass or in the toilet. That's a proper covering, as opposed to here with the spit, which is not a covering at all. One must be careful to not recite Shema in front of a tub or a basin where you throw baby clothing that has feces on it that you're trying to clean. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Zion tomorrow.